from the U.S., House Democrats to pass their own stimulus bill despite ongoing talks with Mnuchin, by Ramsey Touchberry. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi indicated on Thursday that the Democratic-led chamber will move to pass their own $2.2 trillion coronavirus stimulus package, despite ongoing negotiations with the Trump administration and Republicans' disapproval of the legislation they plan to approve. The California Democrat, though more optimistic on the prospects for a potential deal than she was previously, made clear that she and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin still do not have an agreement and remain far apart on several issues. "I'm hopeful, but we do come at it from two different places," Pelosi told reporters at her weekly press conference. "We not only have a dollars debate, we have a values debate. Still, I'm optimistic." White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany confirmed to reporters at the White House Thursday that the administration gave a $1.6 trillion counteroffer during a meeting between Pelosi and Mnuchin on Wednesday. But the $600 billion gap will be a difficult one to close, considering the Republicans' lack of appetite for any package above $1 trillion. One of the few issues that the two sides can agree on is a second round of $1,200 checks. McEnany cast doubt on the ongoing talks as Pelosi persists in her refusal to drop below $2.2 trillion. "Nancy Pelosi is not being serious," McEnany said. "If she becomes serious, then we can have a discussion here. We raised our offer to $1.6 trillion. It's a good offer, but it's one Nancy Pelosi is not interested in." The discussions between Pelosi and Mnuchin will continue Thursday amid pleas from airlines for immediate relief as they prepare to lay off tens of thousands of workers. For Congress, it is likely a now-or-never moment as lawmakers prepare to embark Washington and hop to the campaign trail for the remaining weeks of the election. If a deal can't be reached this week, before Congress adjourns, there are few insiders in the nation's capital who feel an agreement will materialize before November 3rd.